My name is Father Tom McQuillan. I am a priest of the Diocese of Toledo, currently assigned across the street at the seminary. It is a pleasure to be here at Guardian Angels this morning. Today's parables have three things in common. First, both the man in the field and the merchant are out looking for the treasure. They are actively searching for it. One does not find such treasure by staying home and watching television. One cannot win the lottery without playing the game. Second, when they find the treasure, they recognize the value of it. Many of the natives of Botswana were bothered by a small hard stone. It was everywhere, and to them, it was useless. Indeed, it was an annoyance, for it was easy to cut their feet upon these stones. They wanted to be rid of them, and they were happy when the British offered to gather them up and take them away, for the Botswana saw no value in these rocks, which we call diamonds. And the third point, having recognized the value of the treasure, they are willing to sell everything in order to possess it, because everything they have does not compare to the value of this treasure. Such is the meaning of these parables. But before I speak about how it relates to us, there is something else I need to say about the parables of Christ. These parables do not only reveal to us how we should live, they reveal to us how God lives. Namely, Jesus Christ is the treasure hunter. He is the merchant seeking the pearl of great value. He seeks this treasure by becoming a man and living among us. He finds the treasure that we are and recognizes our value. For in us, he finds an image of God the Father, and he is willing to sell all that he has, to lay down his very life, so that he may possess this treasure as his own. We are the treasure of God. We are the pearl of great price. It may be true that God had to dig through a lot of dirt to find us, or stick his fingers into the mouth of a slimy oyster to grab us. But nonetheless, he knew we were valuable, and he found us. And now we come to the other side of the parable, our search for the treasure which is our God. Many never bother to look for this treasure. Some may be fortunate enough to stumble upon it. Others may be encouraged to look through our words or the hints that we leave. But many will miss out. They will go through life like the Botswana, kicking diamonds around and cursing them for cutting their feet, but never appreciating how valuable the treasure at their feet is. Of course, maybe they don't recognize the value of faith, because they have never come to realize the value in their own lives. They never recognize the value that God sees in us. So great a value that he was willing to pay the price of his own life. Thanks be to God that nonetheless God sees the value in us. We are not simply rocks to be kicked around, but rather we are diamonds. Diamonds that he wants to make his own. Diamonds for which he is willing to pay the price. Being so precious in the eyes of God, because we were made in his image, may we come to see just how precious our faith in God is. For it is the faith that perfects the image of God, which we already reflect.